my players. Hello, players.
Hello.
This is a stream?
What else would it be?
Oh, God, I'm in the wrong place. I gotta go.
Oh, boy, you hate that news.
Come back!
You wait till you find out you've been on Spotify for about 3 years.
Oh, shit. Don't tell him that.
Oh, if he's that shit.
Surprised that he's on a stream, he'll be really surprised that he's on a podcast.
We've done 200 and something episodes of this?
Shit.
Yes.
Podcasting? Yeah.
Shit.
How dare you use my voice without my permission?
I have written consent. You signed your name. I'm sorry. Do I remember exactly what paper it's on? Nope, but you did it.
Oh, wait.
But you did it.
And do I remember if there was actual like podcast information on that one? I can't remember.
But you did it.
It is now.
It is now. We got verbal consent. I don't remember when. We did it, though. Hi, everybody. It's so good to see you all again. It's only been a week, I know, but it feels like forever since I couldn't play some tabletop this weekend, or last weekend, but we're back at it again at the Krispy Kreme, as I like to say. And so, as always, we're going to go ahead and start with announcements, then we're going to move into introductions, and then we're going to talk about what happened last time. So for our announcements, I just hit a new milestone on Twitter at 900 followers, so at 1,000 followers, I'm going to have a big giveaway. So like to see some fun tweets that I like to put out, it's a lot of random stuff. Sometimes it's on point, and sometimes it's just me going, quick, tell me your favorite color! If you like that kind of stuff, go over to twitter.com/HinaSquirrel. It's my old username because GM Hina was taken. Rude.
Somehow still.
I don't want to talk about it. I keep checking and it's still gone. Anywho, we don't talk about it.
And that person has never tweeted.
Yeah, no. It's.
You would think eventually they would just purge that name.
I'm sure if I reached out to somebody, they'd be like, it's gone now. I'd be like, all right, cool, but I'm not going to. Anywho. Other than that, I will be having a big celebration soon. I am back in my plans for my big celebration that got put off to the side at the end of last year, and it's a bigger celebration because I'm celebrating my 5th year GMing. Ayo! So I've been a GM for 5 years now, and I didn't lose track because I saw it on Instagram!
It's verifiable now.
I got my first book in December of 2018, and I started planning it in 2019. There we go, and that's when I count it, because if I started prepping, I was a GM. That's how I consider it anyway. But other than that, we're super excited for that. I'm planning on doing some giveaways, some goodies, some fun games, so if you want to keep an eye out for that, you can join our Discord or follow my Twitter. If you join our Discord's a beautiful community filled with amazing, precious beings who love many different things, such as tabletop, video games, music, art, and more. You just use !! Discord in the chat, click on the link that comes up, and come join us there. Most of my players are there, and we love chatting with y'all, because y'all are amazing, and we love you. That's it. That's the spiel. We all love you. Get in the Discord! Anywho. Other than that, I think that's it for announcements so far. So let's go ahead and in introductions. I'm going to start with myself. My name is Hina, and I am the Dungeon Master, and I've been doing this for 5 years now. I haven't lost track because I found it. But I'm hopelessly in love with tabletop, and I'm very thankful I get to share it with all of my friends and all of you. Moving to my square of friends, next we have Dan.
Hi guys, I'm Dan, aka Danyan Senpai. You can find me on Twitch, Twitter, TikTok, at Danyan Senpai. And I'm also the lead producer of NGP Productions, a podcast network which you guys have made. Will Branch High, our most popular show by far. Over 9,000 downloads. Thank you guys so much. And I play Diggy.
Continuing around my box of friends, next we have Akayue.
No.
Yes.
Fine. Hi everyone, my name is Akayue. You can find me over at twitch.tv/AkayueUA, where I stream random MMOs and weird video games. Maybe. Soon. I don't know. But over here, I play Lorelei.
Continuing around my square of friends, next we have Sammy!
Hey everyone, I'm Sammy. I go by Sammy Bear on Twitch and Arcane Venom on Twitter and on Hit Record. If you want to check out my music bits, voice acting, little things that I do, and writing that I do, 4 weeks in a row, 4 different short stories, go to hitrecord.org. Blink for a second. Hitrecord.org or not. Hitrecord.org. Thank you. Hitrecord.org/users /arcanevenom, all one word. And I play A.
Yay! And continuing, last but not least, we have Andy.
Hey, I'm Andy. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at AndyG8100. I normally say don't worry about it because I don't post anything, but you can follow me if you
want. Yay!
Do it.
Growth here.
I will post something one day, I'm sure. Be there to catch it. It's going to be amazing.
You have it here on record.
Yes!
And honestly, I really just love playing with all these guys, and I am currently playing Cecily Kincaid, who is a dangerous debutante.
Ooh.
There we go.
I love it.
Ooh. All right.
Diabolical diva.
Ooh.
Diabolical diva is really good.
You and Sammy should just compare notes.
I know, you should just send them to me. My well was tapped out last week.
Don't worry, I have your backup. We got this.
We got this. The alliteration continues on. All right. Without further ado, let's talk about what happened last time. Who would like to share what happened last time for a lovely bump bump point? Who wants a bump bump point?
Okay, so last week on Wheel Bunch High senior year, the gang. After Cecily's rejection from the unsealed courts, they decided
she has not been fully rejected.
About that.
I don't know. That seems like a really strong rejection of. No,
I just love the like your quick call out the audacity. Stop talking about that.
Stop bringing that up.
We gotta tell them why they went to the mall. Come on. The gang decided to go to the mall to. In Cecily's case, they the fuck up. I just like that phrase now. While they were there, A had a sudden feeling that they were being watched, and turns out it was an imp named Vivi who referred to A as, I'm not even going to try to do the voice, Lord Asmodeus. Much to A's shock and confusion, because as far as A know, A only knew himself as A. Following that, it was basically revealed that A is the is a demon prince in the Infernal Realm, was one of two chosen to protect Elizabeth with his sister and by order of his father, Lord Babalu. I legit forgot the name. I'm sorry.
It's Lord Beluga. Come on.
Babadook.
The Babadook, right. Oh, shit.
I'm just going to stay Beluga. Quiet. I'm going to stay quiet.
This is going to cost me a bump up play, I can tell already.
Bumblebee tuna. I'm
just kidding. You all get a bump down point. No. No.
A tried, peered into the Infernal Realm to confirm all this. Seems like his relationship with his sister, not so great, lady. I know Amy. It's A name. Was it?
Amy.
Literally poked him out. So after that, the gang decided to all go to Abuela's house to find out more, and where Vivi gave us more information about A's mission in this realm and protecting Elizabeth. And then that's when they, after all that was revealed, they decided to finally go to the Sealy Circus, courtesy of Titania, where they met Pele, who's taken over as a temporary manager now that Oberon is back in Will Branch. And Pele essentially warns Lorelai, like, while her intentions are good, this is going to be a really tough task, especially when dealing with the Unsealed Court and the Dark One. So her wish of having the Dark One, or like letting Orion be, bringing back Oberon, is going to be a very, 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 very tough task. But Lorelai is still steadfast in her resolve. I mean, Lorelai and resolve, that's like one on one, so... Now we're at Sealer Circus to get some of Oberon's enchanted clothing.
Bitch gonna do it.
Bitch.
Wow. I mean, can we say that she is a werewolf?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she said it first.
Yeah. She gave us the pass.
Also, A's dad's name is Bagdana.
Bagdana.
Yeah. B-A-G-D-A-N-A. It's in, I've put it in the player resources now. In the Discord.
Oh, bandana.
No, now we have no excuse.
Not bandana. Now you have no excuse. I googled for so long for demons and this is how you thank me.
I think it's so funny because like this is a demon of like one of the rings of hell.
He's not actually a well-known demon, I will be honest with you.
But we just...
Well, that stands against Lilith, and yet we can't remember
it. It is canonical. That sounds weird to say it, because it sounds like it's a fanfic or some shit. Bagdana is the only demon that actually faces against Lilith in stories. But they say don't trust him still, because he's a demon. So you gotta watch
Lord
out.
Bogota.
All right, you get that lucky bump up, I guess.
Okay.
All right.
But I now call it the Iggy points.
The Iggy point.
Because 9 times out of 10 is going to be mine.
Well, it might go down. Tired. You don't know.
I was a little tired last week.
You're
but I'm
fine. Gonna you're gonna get that point next time. I believe in you. I believe in you, Andy.
Go ahead.
I love how you're starting shit, and you're like, no, I actually do want to start shit. Please.
I love a break once in a while.
So, as you are all, we're gonna just jump right in. As you all are now approaching the Sealy Circus, you see the bright, vibrant floral tent that is surrounded by. Usually fluttering pixies and different fae and fairy. But for the most part, as you're looking over it, it's not as wondrous as it was last time.
So Silly looks around and is like, I got all dressed up for this?
Something seems
Oh, I was wondering if you were going to notice that. And Pele will jump down.
I didn't want to be rude, but
You're allowed to notice it. It's very noticeable. I apologize. We still have a lot of people within the tent, but we haven't been performing as of recent.
Why?
Why not?
A lot of the Fae are leaving.
Because of what?
Because of the Unseelie making their presence known again.
They've been Unseelie have been here?
Oh, there's Unseelie everywhere, but they're feeling a little bit stronger with Oberon down. It's understandable.
What have they been doing? What have they been doing?
The usual make their appearance known. Nothing too dangerous, but not dangerous enough that there's threats, I would say. Borderline threats, I should say. They haven't done anything yet, but I'm sure as soon as they get their royalty, that might change unless their royalty will protect us, but... We'll see how that goes.
Any way for both of them, for the Seelie and Unseelie, to just coexist?
That, I think, would call for a discussion, as we started that before you all got into my cart. But, for now, I'm sure everyone will be excited to see you all. Come! And he starts to walk towards the tent.
Okay.
Cecily can't help but feel a little bit bad that all of these fae are leaving, and that the... circus is hardly what she was expecting.
No, it is definitely fantastic, but it's not wow. It's more like it's more like up above a usual mundane circus.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. I feel like Cecily's gonna ask though, is there anything that can be done to help, I don't know, strengthen your borders and protect the people?
There might be something that would definitely bring them down a notch, I think. But again, let's discuss this with everyone, I think. They might not be okay with the idea, or they might fully be on board with it. I just don't want to say it too soon.
Okay.
He nods towards you.
Now isn't the time, then.
And as he walks towards the tent, he pulls back one of the large flaps that allow you into the tent. And of course you can see there are a bunch of fae folk within there just kind of chattering about. You can see now a lot of the fae that you saw probably outside are inside. There are still significantly less fae that are interacting within this tent. But there are still fairies and pixies, and you see a few brownies that are walking around, you know, still upkeeping as many things as they can. And of course, you can see in a smaller group, kind of more separated from everyone, the bigger people of the circus. You can see Leona, who was the dancer for the circus that you all met. They are, let me double check, the changeling with long white hair and that outfit that was half feminine and half masculine. And you can see, of course, that they tend to just stay in that default form where you can see the hair kind of long on one side and short on the other side. You can see Gregor, who is the strong man of the group. A centaur, Clydesdale centaur, who is just kind of talking with everyone. He does not look too happy, of course. He has warm golden skin and dark terracotta fur that just kind of moves to that white Clydesdale footing. And you can also see Ella, who is a dryad. You can see her dressed in different greenery and flora, much like as Cecily is dressed, actually. But more flowers adorning everything. There's just flowers on all, like every little square inch of this dress. And they have very short, I'm just trying to read my notes again, because it's been a while since I brought this these characters back. She has a light russet tone to her skin, and she's just covered in flowers. She has auburn hair, my apologies, that just kind of comes down, and there's more flowers within them. And then, of course, that would be everyone, because the only other one would be the ringleader, who you all know was Oberon.
I feel like when Cecily sees a dryad, she's going to, if she passes by any flowers growing on anything, she's gonna snatch like one and tuck it into her hair. Just
Maggie just stares.
You take one of the flowers, you hear Brownie go, "Hey!" So you just kind of move past. Brownie just goes, "Ah," and starts walking. Now, it does. It's not really as negatively affected by you taking the flower. It's just like, "Hey!"
Just ask walks. First.
Can't just take things.
These mundane.
I wasn't talking about taking it from a bee, just if it were growing.
Oh, no, yeah. That's what I mean. Like, the brownies are actually, like, maintaining this area, so if there's flowers there, it's probably just like, hey.
Oh, okay.
You're gotcha. Fine, though. You're fine, though. It's not like it's going to be like, oh, you're the worst person. It's just like, meh. Meh. Just that initial, like, oh, all right. Alright. And as you approach the area, all of them will look towards you, and you see, of course, the strong man, Clydesdale. You see Gregor just stand up excitedly going, "You have returned to the Seelie Circus!"
That's the Clydesdale?
Yeah.
I feel like Cecily's gonna be like, "You're beautiful."
Oh. Well, thank you. I do appreciate that.
Like, she's just kind of starstruck by the whole thing, I feel like.
I don't recognize you from before. You're a new one, yes?
Yes, sort of. Hmm. New.
Cecily, introduce yourself.
She's like, looks at him a little unsure, like, "I've already made this mistake once," but she holds out.
It's her. Fine. You can do that here.
Cecily holds out her hand. She's like, "Cecily Kincaid."
And he'll take
not your last name. Sorry, just kidding.
He'll take your hand and bring it to his mouth and kiss your hand. Huh? He'll take your hand and he'll just bring it to his mouth to kiss it and just bow towards you a little bit. "It is wonderful to meet you, Cecily Kincaid. I am Gregor. I am the strong man as well as the one who carries all the stuff."
Cecily would smile and like curtsy when he kisses her hand, and she's like, "Pleasure to meet you, Gregor."
He nods towards you and then looks towards everyone else. "Might I introduce my lovely friends Leona?" And you'll see the dancer just nod towards you, as well as Ella. And Ella will nod towards you. This is the dryad, of course.
Cecily can't help but be a little bit perturbed that she's not the prettiest girl. And so she's like, "I like your dress."
"I like yours as well." She'll just nod towards you.
And she's like,
"Not a competition, Cecily."
The fae have, the mundane have gotten quite, what's the term? And she'll look towards Gregor, and Gregor thinks, "Resourceful, I think, is what you mean." And she'll nod. "Yes, with their fabrics. They look more lovely each time I see them."
"Oh, thank you."
She nods towards
I
you.
I do like I do like to stay upfront with fashion.
She nods. That must be hard. I feel like it changes so quickly.
I bet it does seem quick for you all.
And they kind of nod a bit. We don't have to worry about such things, but it must be very difficult for the Fae that live within the mundane world. And they just kind of... Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I feel like Cecily thinks back to how all of the other Fae are dressed that she's met. Like, just mix, match, like, and she's like, yeah, okay, that tracks.
And then you see, of course, the three of them just look towards Palais, and Gregor goes, Palais, you kind of left in the middle of our discussion. Is it because you felt our friends enter? Palais nods to this. Yes, well, and we wanted to discuss some things. Our friends here have come with a goal in mind that, he looks like he's trying to find the words to gently spring this on them a little bit. Well, you see, it's just,
Laura, maybe you should explain why we're here. Being the resident of Fae and all.
I have a feeling that's what's gonna happen. Lorelei has.
Oh, good. Didn't you be prepared?
So Lorelei was just kind of just like, I'm not amused by this, but
Cecily, I feel like, would kind of chuckle a little bit at that, just knowing how very lore it is that she has to explain yet again, coming from her mouth, what's going on. And so I feel like Cecily's gonna come up and just put her hand on her back. Like,
I think for his part, he is knowing now what he knows about himself, or at least what people have told him about who he is, he's starting to feel a little awkward and uncomfortable.
So Lorelei will basically step forward and she'll explain everything from what's going on from then to now.
Okay.
And her reason for coming.
You can see their expression shifting as you tell your story. Their expression shifts to interested to, oh no. And of course, they look towards each other and they look towards Palais and, Gregor just kind of leans a little bit closer to Palais. You did explain, yes? And Palais nods. I've already started the discussion, and perhaps we should move this to the ringmaster's office so that no one else may hear our conversation. And the other three will again look towards each other and just nod and start to stand up and move towards one of the separate offices, and Palais will look towards you all. It's probably better that we don't accidentally start a panic. So if you come with me, we'll go over to my office.
Cecily's like, okay, but before we go, can I try the trapeze?
I don't know how well it's been maintained.
Why don't I go with Cecily and make sure she doesn't, you know, kill herself?
I suppose, maybe... you see Palais just like kind of sweating a bit. I guess the question would be, is now really the time?
No, I mean before we leave here.
Oh, I assume that you'll have plenty of time, especially if you do the task that I have in mind. Perhaps we can work out an arrangement to thank you for your hard work and your efforts.
Oh. Why don't we go ahead and do that thing where we go inside the office then?
He just nods towards you and starts to walk. And then he'll just stop and look towards you, eh? Are you alright?
Hmm?
You look deathly.
Fine. And... fine.
Are you totally sure?
Fine. Yes. No. Yes?
Maybe.
Did you need somebody to talk to?
No. Yes.
Yes?
No. Definitely no.
Okay.
Iggy has like the most weirded out look in his face.
If that changes, you can let me know.
Sure.
It is my job to help those who are feeling a little bit flustered or confused or upset. Okay. He just nods a little bit concerned as he starts to walk, leaving the four of you behind just so you can see the direction in which she's moving.
You all right, bro?
I lean over, I just grab Iggy by the shoulder and pull him over. I'm demon royalty in the land of the Fae. demon royalty in the land. Hey!
Why does this concern you, my lord? You hear that all in your bag.
Ah!
And then you can see popping out, you can see Vivi, his little head popping out of the bag.
First off, don't scare me like that.
I apologize, my lord.
Second of all, did you find the candy bars in there?
There are candy bars in here?
Yeah, there's at least a few.
You would let me have them?
I keep them for Laura's brother.
You would let me have them?
Yeah, just leave me one.
You are so kind and gracious.
Just leave me one, though, at
least. Of course.
I want to imagine he's not hearing that last part.
Sorry. Candy bars.
My lord, but if I may ask again, why does this distress you?
I don't know. Okay.
Do you wish to invade?
I pull up the bag and I pull Iggy over in like a kind of a pseudo huddle.
Mm-hmm.
Go, listen, I don't know how. I kind of assume that the Unseelie are bad in their eyes. I don't know how they're going to react if they find out I'm royalty to something worse.
Well,
You're already infertile. They already knew you're infertile.
To be fair, if they know that you are infertile, that's already a big problem. But they're not doing anything, so.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine. They already.
No, but I mean, like, a lot of. I mean, to be fair, you are royalty. That is true, my lord. But you are a prince of the Infernal Realms. You are not the prince of the Infernal Realms. You're not the ruling prince, I should say. Unless you wanted to.
So I guess what you'd be saying is check your ego, mate.
No. It's more. Don't put words in my mouth.
You slowly.
No, it's
blasting. I'm worried about.
It's more like unless you were a major royal of the Infernal Realm, I don't think that they would have any issues, unless the Infernal Realm has done them wrong.
So you're a bit player. That's awesome.
That feels kind of backhanded.
Phoebe
thanks,
just kind of looks towards Iggy. What is wrong with you?
I tend to just say the wrong things at wrong times.
It just sighs. My lord, I just mean to say that you're probably safe within this realm, and should there be any sort of worry or concern, I will witness it and I will inform you. I will keep an eye for you.
Thank you, my loyal subject. No candy bars for you.
I get a candy bar. And he just starts going back in the bag.
You really want the candy bar? Okay.
We should probably not keep him waiting anymore.
Oh yeah, songs are over.
It's just three of us huddled here. It was kind of
yeah. As you are entering, they are discussing, of course, and you can see. I will say, I'm trying to think of who you see. Leona looking quite angry towards Pelée, and Pelée just kind of shrugs. I didn't talk to them about it yet. I talked to you all first. Leona just sighs, putting them on a mission like that. Would you really endanger all of them like that?
So, is there something
they kind of jump a little bit? Pelée just kind of looks towards you. You said that you needed clothing or something of Lord Oberon in order to allow for a new vessel, yes?
Yeah.
What if I told you that there's an even better solution that we could offer? But it's not currently in our hands. It's been taken.
What kind of solution?
And where has it been taken?
That requires me to kind of talk about what's been going on here since Oberon has left. With Oberon's departure, everything went fine. Pelée just kind of smiles. Every circus show had people visiting. We had an influx of mundane who were excited to become Fae. And so on and so forth, but, well, it didn't last. With the Unseelie making their move, the Fae began to get very scared. And, of course, we convinced them that we were safe. We are safe. But one broke through our defenses and stole something. An artifact. That artifact might be a key that you can use to do what you wish.
Well, how so? Like, what's so... What could this artifact do?
He looks towards them. It's better if we tell them. I know that we don't tell mundane of this. Even our own people don't know about this, but it recharges. It's fine, I think. You see the others just, like, look towards each other. And then Pele just kind of puts his arms out. It was Oberon's law, yes. But Oberon would want Lorelei to know. And they all just kind of stop and realize and look towards you, Lorelei. They nod towards Pele. Pele turns towards you. It is a stone that grants one wish.
Stone?
It's on an amulet.
That's pretty big. That's pretty big.
Here's the problem. When you told me what was going on, the first thing I thought was if that amulet gets in the hands of the Unseelie, they'll use their wish to probably gain Orion.
That'd be breaking the rules.
It would be, which is probably why it hasn't happened yet.
So they would use it to make Orion the king if they wanted.
It's possible. And if they do it, that, and they do break your rules of the game, then the Seely that agreed to join the game with you would probably die. As
Wait,
is...
what?
The Unseely, of course, they follow the rules of the games. When you enter in the game and you break the rules, you have to pay for the how much you cheated. You'll have to pay the price. You witnessed it yourself. When Lord Oberon killed the Queen of the Mermaids.
Oh, right. Yeah, that was terrifying.
When you cheat the game, that's what happens. To be honest, Lord Oberon invited the Queen Mermaid to join the games that you all were invited to, but broke a rule, meaning they put you at risk. And when they put you at risk, it was more than enough for Oberon to enact his part of the punishment, and the punishment was death.
Iggy's eyes go wide, remembering all that, like,
Lorelei is trying to wrap. Lorelei's trying to wrap her head around this.
Mm-hmm. But what were you saying, eh?
What you're saying is if you die in the game, you die in real life.
Oh, come on.
All right, back to Lorelei. What were you saying, Lorelei? Lorelei, did you have anything to add?
Lorelei is just kind of like pinching the bridge of her nose.
You did know this going into the game, yes?
I didn't even know I set up a game until after everything just happened.
You don't know you're powerful enough to start a game?
Apparently not!
Oh, Lord Oberon, and he just kind of holds his head. What have you not been teaching? Ugh.
So, note to self, next game night is definitely not going to be at Lorelei's house.
Wow.
And he just kind of rubs his head. Lorelei, if I may be so bold... Your power probably is... I mean, it's not Lady Titania's or Lord Oberon's, but it's pretty up there. You're a very powerful fae. There's a reason Lord Oberon is trying to convince you to join the royal family.
So... Okay, back to this stone. What's it called again?
The stone is just called a luck stone.
Huh. Okay, so currently the Unseelie have it. They can't use it without breaking the rules. What's to stop us then from, if we were to get it, what's to stop Lorelei from using it?
Well, Lorelei can't use it.
Because she'd be breaking her own rules.
Correct.
What if one of... He kind of gestures to the rest of us, like, one of us.
You're not playing the game.
Got it. Okay, so...
But then again, if Lorelei uses the stone for her own wish, which was that both of them would make it through, I don't know if that technically would break the rules either.
So I could wish to have both Orion and Oberon if I wanted to.
Correct. Your wish isn't just for Oberon to come back. Your wish is for both of them to exist.
Yes.
And technically speaking... Sorry.
Yeah, I guess if it were playing by... If we're going to be like game rules lawyer, yeah, I don't think that's breaking any rules.
No, because the centerpiece of the whole game is Orion. Nothing really applies to having Oberon separated from Orion.
With the game, it's basically trying to win Orion's soul, in a matter of speaking.
That is correct.
It doesn't say anything about Oberon's.
And Orion, in the end, has to decide what he wants.
Right, but Oberon is not included in the game.
No, but if Oberon were still around when Orion makes a decision, good or bad, we have Oberon to fall back on if something does go bad.
And it's only bending the rules, not breaking them.
That is correct.
By separating Oberon and Orion.
So let's get to this hard part. How hard is it going to be to get this Luck Stone back from the Unseelie Court?
Well, and he just looks up. Back to the Mermaid Queen dying. She was quite upset, of course. Her kin was quite upset. So, of course, they seemed to have hired an Unseelie to steal it. Whether the Unseelie still have it or not, we're not 100% sure. But the one who would know would be one of the royal court in the Mermaids.
So we have to go back into the lake where that giant... Oh, that's just great.
Well, the queen that you saw is no more. And of course, we are trying to remain diplomatic with the current royalty, the new queen, her daughter, her eldest. But for the most part, of course, while there is diplomacy, there is still a rage that comes with it. She will not grant us any information. Not easily.
Why does everything gotta be so not easy?
I told you, you picked the harder path. He just kind of shrugs.
I know.
Okay, so it's up to us to talk to these mermaid royals. Hey, Cecily, you about to see, ready to see some mermaids?
I was gonna say, Cecily, like, when she hears mermaids, like...
He's sparkling right now, isn't she?
And, like...
It's like the star eyes.
Like, she zoned out as soon as mermaids was mentioned, like...
I feel like...
Blossoming at mermaid.
Right, I feel like she clapped, right? She zones out, and she's like, oh, mermaids. But then she hears, oh, their queen died, and is like...
Are they looking for it? Oh no, not this again.
She was the queen of the mermaids.
She really wants to get elected to some kind of fae royalty.
It does not matter. I mean,
that eagle really needs some healing. Seriously.
I think Pelée will be very. Pelée will just be very concerned.
Oh no, we're concerned too.
Oh yeah, we're very concerned.
And then just
Cecily's like, I'm just kidding, mostly.
But yeah, we're gonna have to look like, are you?
Look, I
we'll talk about this later.
How you all like, would wish look. To move forward with this, of course, is up to you, and of course, you may take your time. Time does pass differently here than it does, of course, in the mundane world, so you have plenty of time here. The queen that you would be meeting with, her name is Queen Nerissa.
Okay. And or we kind of have two options. We do this diplomatic way, or we try to confirm that the Luck Stone's there and steal it ourselves.
Hey.
Why don't we try with the diplomatic way first?
I was hoping you would say that. Oh, thank God.
The one time you all don't want to fuck around and find out.
Look, I still remember that giant ass, whatever the fuck the thing was in the lake, nearly killing us, so I really don't want to deal with that.
Oh yeah, the giant sea creature.
Cecily's like, giant sea creature.
Oh, you don't want to.
Yeah.
You might have to meet it eventually.
Cecily's like, oh, I thought yes. We were talking about mermaids.
Yeah, about that. They have really big.
It has one hell of a pet.
Of course.
Not nice, that... too.
Of course they would. Some sea monstrosity, no doubt.
Okay, so I guess we're gonna try the diplomatic route of meeting this Queen Nerissa.
Can we try not going under the water?
I'm afraid you might have to go under the water.
I was like, Cecily's like, they're mermaids, Lore.
Okay, let me be more clear. How about a route that doesn't involve sea monster?
She's like, okay, well, can you steal one of their voices?
He just slowly turns to Cecily. What?
Never mind.
Oh, dear, think of Little Mermaid. God damn it.
Yeah. We're going Little Mermaid route, babies.
No, but she's got body language.
Boom.
How can I get him to fall in love with me? Suck his out, Gamma. Stop.
I mean,
body language.
Exactly. Love it. Thank you guys for joining me on that.
I needed a sip. I needed a sip. All right. All right. So, Pele will look towards you. If you have any other questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them before you, of course, make your decision.
So, other than being unbelievably angry with Oberon for killing your mother, which we indirectly caused, or directly caused, I guess, how do you think she's going to receive us?
Lady Nerissa is not a... Let me be blunt. The past queen was quite bold and brash. Lady Nerissa seems to have been taken her father's more diplomatic side. So, for the most part, she can be talked to. We did speak with her, of course, but she has been difficult to speak with. But if the Unseelie have, under the guise of taking the job for her, have stolen the stone from under her nose, perhaps there might be something we can do to offer some sort of deal.
Okay. So first we gotta talk to her and see if she has a stone.
Right. Kenny nods.
Okay.
It's assumed that the Unseelie would have stolen it if the wish stone had been given to the Queen of the Mermaids, I would assume that her mother would be back. But we would have felt its power being used.
So why aren't they using it yet?
That could mean one of two things. They could be using it as a bargaining chip, or they don't have it.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
We haven't thought about the third possibility.
What's that?
Which is?
They know somebody's coming to regain it, and it's a trap.
I mean, I feel like that falls under bargaining chip.
Yeah, except the bad side of bargaining chip.
The bargaining where you won't win from it.
Bargaining so you pay more?
Probably.
No, I meant we become the bargain.
It's possible that we may have to bargain for you, is what he's saying.
Oh. Well, when do you guys want to go?
Now?
5 minutes later, as we're underwater, I don't want to do this.
I have regrets.
I don't like this.
Cecily looks down at her dress and she's like, I didn't pack a bathing suit.
Don't worry, I got that covered.
Go ahead and roll plus weird.
She's like,
oh, your bag.
Bag? No thanks.
No, I was going to use magic to like make it like more.
Oh, if you'd like to.
Transformative, you know?
If you'd like to.
In water becomes one thing, out of the water becomes another.
If you want to roll plus weird.
Yes.
To use your magic.
Besides, I don't want to use the bag because Vivi's in there and God knows what's going on in that bag right now.
He's eating a candy bar. He's
tearing up snacks and, snacks and stains everywhere, you know?
You don't know. You didn't open your bag. Don't make assumptions.
Shouldn't we be focusing on making sure we're able to breathe down there?
Weren't you able to breathe before?
We had to do some weird, like, mini game. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah,
a weird mini game.
I'm speaking both the character and as a player right now. I'm kind of breaking the fourth wall here.
I'm going to be honest, I barely remember what happened the first time.
I do remember the sea monster.
It was a puzzle. Yes, you are correct.
Yes, mini game. Yes. Fuck it. It's in the character for games a mini game.
I mean, it made sense. I was like, a mini game. Okay.
I will let Iggy and Lorelai and A roll a sharp roll to see if they remember how to make the concoction that they used so they could breathe.
Oh boy, sharp. I'm so glad I'm not negative on that anymore.
Hold that thought for just a second.
Yes.
I'm just looking at something.
Okay.
Oh, thank God I have my pump up. Full success.
Okay. Yeah, with a full success, you'll remember how to make the concoction without having to worry about the puzzle again.
Oh, thank God.
Do we all have to roll, or just him?
If you want to roll, if you want to see if you remember, that's fine, but he already remembers, so you can just hold off.
Okay.
Okay. 80s. Believe it or not, guys, I remember how to make that underwater breathing thing.
Did you still want to do something?
Oh, no, I was looking at some of the stuff that I have. That's all. You guys can go ahead.
Okay.
I'm just looking at some of the moves.
Let me also clean up what... Let's go in order. So, A, you used magic. So, with an 8, that means that there's a glitch.
Oh, boy.
What happens to Cicely?
So, let's talk about what you wanted to happen, A.
So I was hoping that I would use my magic to basically make the dress transform in water to be more, you know, like get more mobility.
Okay.
And then change back into a dress when Cecily's
out of water. Okay. We'll keep that in mind. I have the thing that will happen in my mind.
Oh, I can't wait to see this.
Oh, okay. Which is? Look,
don't worry about
the
it.
The dissolving swim trunks.
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
All right, so, so is there anything else you all want to do before you head on your way to the lake where the mermaids reside?
I mean, I already prepped our underwater breathing, whatever. So.
That's about it, honestly.
Okay.
So, okay, with this, we should be able to breathe underwater.
As you make
I double check on Vivi.
Vivi will poke his head out as you see there's a little bit of chocolate on his face that he wipes off. Yes.
First of all, how's the chocolate?
It's wonderful, thank you. I appreciate the chocolate, accent. Sorry.
I was like, what did she
do? I have to do Irish for the Fae, I'm sorry. It's hard being a keeper. If you keep making fun of me, I'm gonna bop you.
Vivi, I didn't know you were from Dublin.
I'm gonna bop you.
No, I was like, oh, but second of all, how are you with water?
I do not need to breathe. I will be fine.
Cool. Keep down the chocolate. Focus. Back in the bag.
I have finished the chocolate bar. I will now keep, of course, your bag nice and tidy.
Oh, thank you.
What, were you going to assume I was going to make a mess?
Did you eat them all?
No. I'm over 500 years old.
I was going to say.
Excuse me.
When he says that he doesn't need to breathe, Cecily's gonna lean over to Laura and be like, I guess that means choking him to death is out.
You too! And he'll point towards you. I am keeping my end of the bargain. You are being brats. I promised my lord I would be kind to you, but you broke that promise.
Cecily's like, I'm just kidding.
You gotta find other means.
Yeah, other means. Cecily's like, I'm just kidding.
Ignore them. I just.
And he just kind of hops out of your bag and hops onto your shoulder, A, and looks towards you both. If you both are dying, I will not save you. And then jumps back in the bag.
Oh, I don't tell.
All right, I don't want to be saved by a little imp.
Be a size queen.
Okay. And let's get in the water.
All right, and as you move towards the lake and into the water, we're going to take our first break. So we'll be back in about 10 minutes. Go get a drink, go get a snack, whatever you need. We'll be right back. I want you to know.